Hello, welcome to the show. Tonight, we're discussing telehealth, and joining me and our guest is recently awarded fellow at ATA, Michelle Hager, who has been supporting the American Telemedicine Association for the last 12 years or more. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be on the show with you tonight, and I'm excited to speak to our first guest, Dr. Joe Kavita, a professor of dermatology at Harvard Medical School. He's been a guest on our show before, and he's the immediate past chair and also serving as senior clinical advisor to the American Telemedicine Association. So great show.
Yes, Dr. Kavita is making his third appearance on our telehealth radio show tonight. He was a guest with us last year, and by popular demand, I invite him to join us again. Hello, Dr. Kavita. Welcome back to our radio show.
It's such a pleasure to be with you guys. I hope I don't wear out my welcome as I keep coming back more and more.
Never. That could never happen. And this is such a tumultuous year, or such a year of change with telehealth. And we know that ATA is working to change the way the world thinks about healthcare, and committed to ensuring that everyone has access to safe, affordable, and effective care wherever they need it, no matter what their zip code. And the ATA represents a group of broad and inclusive members across the country and even internationally to help with technology solutions, providers, payers, as well as partner organizations. And I know that the American Telemedicine Association was established, or I think it was in 1993. So does this make it your 30th year anniversary?
It sure is, Michelle. It's our 30th year. So we're going to have, I think it's going to be an amazing meeting. The annual meeting is always a lot of fun and a great learning experience, but this one will be very special because it has been 30 years.
Well, that's a great accomplishment. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for all your hard work for telehealth and all your colleagues. So Dr. Kavita, we're looking forward to this year's in-person ATA conference in San Antonio, Texas, March 4th through the 6th. Last year, we were fortunate to have it here in Boston. I had a great time in my home city. It was one of the first in-person conferences post-COVID. And the theme was, now what? Creating an opportunity in a time of uncertainty. Exploring what will be necessary to permanently establish telehealth in a hybrid care delivery system. That includes in-person and virtual care. So can you answer, did we do it? Did we permanently establish telehealth?
Well, it's interesting, Joe and Michelle, when I started this journey almost 30 years ago myself, I said, we're going to get this done and I'll work myself out of a job and I'll find something else to do. So I still have a job, which means we haven't completely finished the task. We made a lot of progress. There's a lot of legislative progress. I think now telehealth's a household word. More and more provider organizations and health plans are offering it as a part of what we call omni-channel or a hybrid type care delivery model. So lots and lots of progress, but no, we're not completely there yet. I think we have a long way to go. I mean, we're going to explore a lot of those issues at the conference.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I think you're right. We talked even off camera or off of the audio that, you know, there's so much education going on during the conference, and it's such a great networking opportunity. But we know that some of the healthcare organizations are sometimes a little bit reticent to do telehealth. They have some concerns about it. And we know that we're hearing the public health emergency will be finished or ended by the current administration on May 11th of this year, although that hasn't been formally announced. We are hearing indications from legislators. What are your thoughts on this? And what would you say to people that do have some concerns about doing telehealth, given the climate and their concerns even about reimbursement?
Well, there's no question that provider organizations are having a tough time right now making ends meet, as we say. And there are multiple reasons for that. Staffing shortages, the list is long and probably more than we can cover in this broadcast. But one thing that people should hang their hat on is that in December, in case it didn't reach listeners' radar, in December, Congress passed a huge, what we call omnibus spending bill to cover the cost of a number of things. Tucked in that bill were provisions that extend all of the regulatory that we've enjoyed for telehealth during the PHE through 2024. So I think we're in pretty good shape. Now, our colleagues at ATA Action, I've just got an email from them. They're all over this. They want to go to the Hill and make sure that everything's tucked in. And there may be some details. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is, well, two things. One is, for a health system, 2 years is not a particularly long time. So on the one hand, it's great to have that runway. On the other hand, I think there's still some fear that they'll spend precious dollars investing in a system and set it up, and then find out that the rug gets pulled out from under them at the end of that. That's not to do with the PhD or any of it. It's just that we only have 2 years now. But the last thing I'll say is, you know, one of the things that's happened as well during the PhE and the last 3 years, as people have, again, telehealth's a household word now, there are all these other competitors popping up that are offering interesting services, whether it's acne treatments online or what have you, diabetes care, you name it. There's you can get birth control from a website. You get mental health, of course, from multiple websites. There are all these services. So I think our provider colleagues have to appreciate that there's some risk of them doing nothing, because there's a lot of competition out there for virtual care. And patients, of course, no surprise, tend to love it. So I know that's a long-winded answer, but that's my thoughts on the matter.
No, I think that's great. And you're right. Patients do tend to love it. I know I've personally had some telehealth visits. I think they're very convenient and easy, especially when you're not feeling well. You don't want to schlep into the car and head to the office when you're not feeling well. So if you're able to do, you know, your services via telehealth, that's even better. I think the point you're making on ATA action is important. So I would say to folks too, just to watch this space. Whenever we have government regulation around healthcare, there's always a chance that they might miss something, that they make a mistake. And that's why ATA and ATA action are on top of this, to pay attention to every detail and make sure that they don't miss some small type of edge around, you know, around the edges. So appreciate everything that ATA is doing.
Yeah, indeed.
Great. And so back to this year's theme, how do you go from last year's theme of now what to this year's theme of how to? The vision and realities of telehealth adoption. I think this is a perfect theme for this year's ATA 2023 annual conference and expo. Will patients lose their patience waiting for safe, convenient, and affordable care whenever and wherever they need it?
That's a really fascinating question. And I kind of want to say yes. I mean, I want to say yes very much. It's also realistic to the power. Let's say it this way. Since we had growth of the internet, so I'm going back now till around the year 2000, there's been a change slowly in the power dynamic between doctors and patients. Whereas we used to be, everything that we had was in a textbook, usually behind us as we sat at our desk and talked to our patients. Everything now is on the internet. People come in all the time. They've researched their disease. I'm a dermatologist. They can look up pictures and someone make a diagnosis. They say, I know what I have. I saw it on the internet. So there is that changing dynamic. And at some point, people will vote with their feet. We're not quite there yet for a couple of reasons. One is they're tied to health plans. And, you know, if you can't just switch health plans easily, there's a process there. So if your plan covers something, you tend to do it. If it doesn't cover, you tend not to. And the other is people still feel like they get attached to doctors, which I'm happy because I'm a doctor and people get attached to me, and that's great. But that means that they're leaning on the doctor's opinion. It's almost like we become a Sherpa. Yes, you can look everything up on the internet, but people will come and say, I looked everything up, now I really want your opinion. And if my opinion, not mine, me personally, but me as a doctor, if my opinion is don't do something electronic or virtual, patients will probably not do it. So it's, a complicated, long-winded answer. There's a lot of momentum in the consumer / patient arena for telehealth virtual services. And I think there's no question that if you look 10 years out, the omni-channel or hybrid is going to be a way of life. I think everyone probably would agree with that, notwithstanding that we only have two more years before Congress acts again on the reimbursement matter. It seems inevitable at this point, but we're not quite there where people can vote with their feet comfortably, I think, in a lot of cases.
I do think it's important too, as we see the next generation coming up that is so tied to electronics and for things to be so easily at their fingertips, I think as they age into needing healthcare and having healthcare provided to them, it will be even more of a change. So it'll be interesting to see how the balance happens between the needs of the patient and the will of the patient and the interactions between providers and also payers, as you noted. So it'll be a watch the space time type of thing in the next 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of new things coming, a lot of changes. So we're speaking with Dr. Joe Caveda from ATA and our special host, Michelle Hager from Bluceris Consulting. The website for anyone who is interested in registering for ATA 2023, please go to americantelemed.org. website for all the latest policy, events, and telehealth news. Dr. Caveda, I saw your name and some other names listed as this year's keynote speaker. Dr. Srikanth Chagutiru, the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at CVS Health. He is an industry influencer developing the highest standards of care, including access and quality of care. And I also saw Dr. Joe Coughlin, the founder, director of the MIT Age Lab and writes for the Wall Street Journal. Are these keynotes some of your colleagues and friends from the Boston area at Partners or at Harvard Medical School?
Well, it's an interesting question. I do have a role helping our team curate the content for the conference. And of course, my network is strongest here in the Boston area. So maybe there's a little bit of that. But, Sri Chagutiru is an alum of what now we call Mass General Brigham. He was a colleague of mine for many years there and then went on to CVS where he soared. And we're just so incredible. I'm proud to call him as a friend and incredibly proud to be his colleague. And he's on the ATA board and very active in the organization. So whatever he has to say, I'm sure will be a magnet for the audience. Joe Coughlin is an old friend. So yes, he's a friend. He's in the Boston area at MIT. And he just really has such an interesting perspective on aging and technology and he's a great speaker. So yeah, I guess you could say they're my friends, but also they're just really good people.
Good to learn from as well, for sure.
Yeah, I've listened to their presentations in the past and they're excellent to sit down and listen to them challenge healthcare. But what can you tell us about incoming ATA Chair Christy Henderson? She has a very impressive resume in healthcare and it would be the perfect time for her to use her skills and really launch telehealth into the future.
Yeah, she has been an amazing. So as I think most of the listeners may know, that any association has a leadership track where board members will take various roles along the way. And Christy has been an active participant in our board off and on for several years. She actually became the chair 1 year ago at our annual meeting or in May, so not quite 1 year. And she's done a fabulous job. She's an exceptional individual in terms of managing. She's got a big portfolio at Optum and United Healthcare are running all of their virtual care stuff, and yet still has time to, the role of the chair at ATA is really to guide Anne, our CEO, and to support her. And Christy's done just a fine job of that. And she too will be taking the stage, and we look forward to hearing her perspective because it's such an interesting one because of her day job at Optum and because of her perspectives at ATA.
Absolutely. She's been known in the industry for quite some time, and I'm interested to hear her speak as well as some of the others that we've already mentioned. And others that are not mentioned that will provide their insight and guidance on the work that they've done all through the year and through the pandemic should be a great conference to take away some tips and some nuggets to bring back to your own organizations.
Yeah, americantelemed.org. If you haven't registered, please go online and sign up for the ATA 2023. Something a little more personal, Dr. Caveda. I listened to your podcast, I think it was January 20th, titled Health Virtually Uncensored. Your first podcast, it spoke about Omnicare and gave insight on what the value is for each patient's healthcare, whether it be in-person or virtual care, and why trust, authenticity, and satisfaction is so important. Congratulations on your first podcast. How do you feel?
Well, thanks so much for the plug and the kind words, Joe. It's not my first podcast rodeo. I did them when I was doing the Connected Health Conference. I really love the medium. It's such a personal medium. As I've heard others say, you're right up against someone's ear as they're listening to you, and it feels very intimate and personal. So I think it's a wonderful medium to get the message out. Jane Saracen Khan, our first guest, is just a leading light in this whole idea of trust and engagement. And in fact, she inspired me. I'm going to end up speaking about trust in my keynote at the annual meeting. So I love the podcast. We're excited to. We have a couple more as always. always the case. There's one in the can and one about to be recorded. So we'll be putting out one a month. We're on all the platforms now. That takes a while. So you can find us if Spotify, Apple, et cetera. You can either search for my last name, KVEDAR, et cetera, and it'll pop up for you. And then subscribe. Leave us a review, rate us. Those things help others find the show. So thanks for the plug, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Got to put it in our required reading for sure. Or required listening, I guess we should say. For sure, take a look at that on Spotify, or I'm sure all the other podcast platforms, as you mentioned. And I think this idea of trust, I'm glad you picked that one first on this series, because technology can be such an area where people can have such an mistrust, I guess is the best word. We now have more labor shortages and burnout from people, and we have to do things in a different way. We have to expand our capacity utilizing these pieces of technology, but it can be a challenge for patients to think about utilizing technology, and is it as good as, or am I going to, you know, lose some of the trust that I have when I'm in the room with somebody and the door is shut and things like that, and I know who's hearing me. So I think this is a really important one, and I hope to have encourage everyone to listen to that podcast to take up some tips away on how to make sure to encourage trust in the use of technology in general, and not just in telehealth, but all virtual care.
Yeah. This was a great podcast with Jane Saracen-Khan. You and her really had a connection in your podcast, and some good information. We appreciate your time to join us tonight, and we wish you the best of luck on your new podcast, Health Virtually Uncensored. It was easy to listen to, and you made some very interesting comments around healthcare that were fresh and new ideas. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thank you for coming on the show tonight. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Dr. Kavita.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thanks for plugging ATA 2023. GoTelehealth.org is the other website you can go to. If you can find me, I have my own website, JoeKavita.com. All my books, et cetera, are in there. As you mentioned, AmericanTelemed.org. I'm also on LinkedIn, very active on LinkedIn, Twitter, a little bit on Instagram. Again, everything. My last name is unusual enough that if you plug that in, usually you'll find me on almost anything on the internet. So again, I appreciate you guys and your work with ATA, and look forward to seeing you at the show.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing you this year at ATA 23 in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Joe Coletti and Michelle Hager on Blue Cirrus Telehealth Radio 95.9 FM WATD.